And the count goes to 1-2. Michael, I know, looking forward to covering some of the Mushroom Festival here in Muscadet for WRCO this year. Look forward to those reports. 1-2 offering from Steinhoff. There's the pitch, swing, and a miss. And there is one away. That will bring up Talon Childs. Talon today has flown out to left field in his previous plate appearance.
Number 6, Talon Childs.
Number 8 hitter for Riverdale. Steinhoff back to work. The deal, it's called. It's right. 0-1. Stiles and then Wyatt Storms due in the 5th. Easton's trying to get something going. Here's the pitch. That one is just a little bit low. 1-1 the count from Brody Steinhoff. Riverdale with one hit on the day. Here's the pitch. Change up. They may have two. That one's going to be lined to the center on a base hit. Talon Childs with a solid one-out hit. And he's on base now, representing the go-ahead run for Riverdale. Again, with one away. That will bring up Talon Childs.
Number 3, Wyatt Storms.
Wyatt Storms, I should say. Childs at first, he had a nice base hit there. So with one away, he's at first. And Wyatt Storms, who grounded out his last time up, ready to go against Brody Steinhoff. There's the pitch, bunted out in front of the plate. Brody comes off the mound, throws him out at first base, and the sacrifice is complete. So Wyatt Storms lays down a really nice bunt. Riverdale playing the small ball and now hoping with the top of the order they can bring the go-ahead run around. 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the 5th. Here's Carson Kenyon. He has walked and grounded out. He has scored Riverdale's only run. The pitch is up. He went around, tried to hold it, and could not. 0-1 on a fastball from Steinhoff. So 0-1. Raphael sets up. Here comes the pitch. Check swing and a bouncer. Foul outside of first. And Carson tried to hold the swing, almost put one in play that time, but 2 strikes on the hitter. Childs gets back to second base. Riverdale trying to get that runner around any old way in a close ball game. It's starting to get late. 0-2. Steinhoff ready. There is the pitch. Bouncing ball first base side. Gobbled up there by Rudai. And on the bag at first for the unassisted play. And that will do it for Riverdale in the 5th. No runs and a base hit. No errors in 1. Left on 5 in the books here at Pickering Park. 1-1, Riverdale and Westby on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wiscoat is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscoat mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscoat is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscoat cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
We go to the top of inning number 6, tied at 1 here in Muscadet at Pickering Park.
Number 11.
Good to have you along for high school baseball on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Lucas Bendel leads it off for Westby. He has scored the Norseman's only run, reached on an error in the 2nd, and eventually scored on a hit by Steinhoff. Here's a high fly, foul ball left field side, hooked into the left field corner. 0-1. Bendel, Sutton, and Brigham due for the Norsemen in inning number 6. Getting late, 1 run on 4 hits for Westby, 1 run and 2 hits for the Riverdale Chieftains today. Painter back to the hill. ready to work. Nothing and one. And here is the pitch. Changeup is taken for a ball. One ball and one strike. Getting down to some year-end things. Talk to Greg Kinney, Riverdale Community Foundation. Day will be held on May 28th. It's the day after Memorial Day this year. There's the pitch outside for a ball. That's when the foundation awards the fruits of their labor from the last year to some deserving Riverdale teachers and staff and some different activities. Here's a chopper down the line. Foul. No, it's fair ball. Right over the third base bag, called fair. And coming into first base, taking a wide turn, is Bendel, and he's there. So Westby has its leadoff man on in the sixth inning.
Number three, Blake.
That'll bring up Blake Sutton. He has flown out to right and struck out. So Tainer working here in the inning. Westby has its leadoff hitter on for the third time today. Here's the pitch. Runner leaning. It's a bunt foul. Nothing and one on Blake Sutton. Riverdale softball team playing tonight on the road. We were there when they got a win the other night. Well, that was a wild game. They held on for a 9-8 victory after being up 7-0. Fun one to call. They had just enough fuel in the tank at the end. Play to first, the runner is back in time. There have been some really wild scores this year. Team scoring a lot of runs, including the Yankees over the Brewers. 15 runs. Here's a pop on the bunt right in front of the plate. Picked up by Tainer. He turns and fires and got him. And for Westby, they execute the sacrifice bunt to perfection. So one out.
Number eight, Brigham.
Bendel at second base. Brigham, who has walked and grounded out 0 for 1 officially, will be the batter. 1-1, Riverdale and Westby. Westby with one out and the go-ahead run at second base here in the sixth inning. Tainer to the belt. Here's the pitch, swing, and a foul back. Nothing and one. Only 3 weeks of the regular baseball season left, and then the WIAA tournament. We hope that goes another full season or so, as it did last year, all the way to state. That makes it fun. About another month and a half of the schedule, if that happens, somebody has to make it to the next level. Nothing and one to Brigham. Here's the pitch. He reaches out and fouls it down the right field line, looking over into the out-of-play area for strike two. Rudai on deck for Westby in the sixth inning. Bendel back to second base for the Norsemen. Coach Hamilton at third base trying to get ready to wave somebody if somebody comes through with a hit. And Riverdale on the other side trying to make the play. Keep it even. Here's the pitch. Changeup ripped to left. And that one is going to get in there for a base hit. They're going to wave Bendel. The go-ahead run. Throw to the plate. Up the line. Not in time. And it is 2-1 Westby. So Brigham comes through with an RBI hit. And that'll bring up Callan Rudai, the first baseman. He's one for two. On the throw home, Brigham goes to second base. So again, Westby has a man in scoring position with only one away in the top of the sixth. Tainer with the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Steinhoff due next in the sixth inning for the Norsemen. Brigham with a lead. Tainer fires. Changeup bounced. Foul, or is it third base side, picked up by Bob. The long throw got him. They called it fair. So there are two away. That one must have just burned right down the line.
And number 19,
Landon Bob makes the play for out two. Brigham stays at second base. Landon Bob playing a good third base over there today. Here's Brody Steinhoff. He's one for two. Single to not get a run back in the second inning to help his cause. Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike on the outside part of the plate. Nothing in one to the batter. 2-1 Westby. Riverdale will have a couple of at-bats yet. Unless they score and take the lead in the bottom of the inning. Throw to second base. Not in time. Blocked by Chase Chitwood. And Brigham slides back in at first. Nothing and one to my great-nephew, Brody Steinhoff. His mother, Jill, is my niece. Sister Sue is grandma. Here's the pitch, fouled back, strike two. Nothing and two. Good cut from Brody Steinhoff. Runner back to second base. Runner leads again. Fainter ready to work. Nothing and two. Here's the pitch. Changeup popped up. Third base side. That one might stay in. Going over is Landon Bob. And no, runs out of room. He was trying to scale that fence. Brody Steinhoff stays alive here on the sixth inning for Westby's Norseman. Andres pitched a good game. He's been consistent. He has worked quickly. Trying to get back with only a one-run deficit. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him, and there are three away. That will do it here for the Norsemen. But they do a little damage, coming back to score a run on a couple of base hits. No errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number six. Westby, two, and Riverdale, one. In SWAL Cooley baseball tonight, non-conference action from Pickering Park on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get landscaping materials for the season now at All American Do It Center. Enhance your home's curb appeal with bulk or bag mulch, several styles of rock, landscape blocks, pavers, and edgers. Enjoy that patio or deck with chairs, outdoor furniture, a new grill, or steel fire pit. And don't forget that our rental center has the equipment and tools to help you get the project done. Landscape products available now at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Chase Chitwood leads off the bottom of the sixth inning for Riverdale. He'll be followed by Emmett Drone and Andre Tainter. 2-1 Westby. We're in the bottom of six here tonight. Steinhoff ready. There's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Four strikeouts recorded by Brody Steinhoff tonight. One walk. And he's given up two hits to the Chieftains. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. 1-1 to the batter. Steinhoff looks for the glove. 1-1 offering. The pitch is called strike two. Nice job keeping it on the outside part of the plate against the left-handed batter. One ball and two strikes. Steinhoff to the belt. And the pitch, changeup ripped in the air, well hit, right center, going back is Nedlin, back, he's got it with a running grab, headed toward the right center field fence. Chase Chitwood gave it a good ride, and there is one away. Nothing to show for the Chieftains. Best hit ball of the day right there for either side. Emmett Drone will be the batter. He had an RBI single back in the first and then grounded out in the fourth. One away for the Chieftains in the last of the six. Steinhoff is set. Brody deals. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Steinhoff went through a part of the game where he had 10 retired in a row. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. Chieftains are such a good team of getting somebody on base and then look out. Any old way, they're going to try to get him around. 2-0 count. That's what they're trying to do right here. The pitch to Drone, ripped in the air to center field. Going to challenge him again. Back is the center fielder. He won't get this one. It's going to go rolling. Drone digging for second, and he's there with a double. So a one-out double for Emmett Drone, and that'll bring up Andre Tainter. Andre, 0 for 2 today, has flown out to center and grounded out. Ball by Emmett was hit almost in the same spot as the ball hit by Chase Chitwood, but it was just a little bit further. And Nedlin, he was on the horse but couldn't quite get his giddy up there in time. So a runner at second base, one away. This is a representative of the tying run for Riverdale. Drone gets off batting getter and gets to second base, now gets the lead. Steinhoff steps off the pitching rubber and now ready to work. Runner leads from second. Steinhoff set. There's the pitch. Ripped toward third. Caught. And the throw back to second. No, he won't throw. It's going to be Drone back in time. But a line drive by Tainer. Another tough break for Riverdale. That was a line shot right at Blake Sutton, the third baseman. Two away now for Logan Cagle. Logan tonight has grounded out and walked. Boy, the Chieftains would like to get that run home from second. It's going to take a two-out, some sort of hero moment here. Steinhoff ready, the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one to the batter. Lusby will have the 9-1 and 2 batters up in the top of the seventh inning. Nothing and one. Steinhoff is set. Ready, there's the pitch. Ripped up the middle, in there for a base hit. This might tie it. Picked up by Nedlin. They're going to wave the runner. Throw home. Going to be close to the plate. The dive by the catcher. They didn't get him. And we are tied. On the play, going to second base is Logan Cagle. Wow, what a play by the Riverdale runner. And there's going to be an argument. Coach Hamilton is coming out here, not agreeing with the call, and he is saying that he missed him. Right now, well, the catcher, Rathel, had the ball in his bare hand, came back to put the tag on him. Maybe that's what they're saying. I'm not sure, but nonetheless, they were definitive on the call. We are tied at two here in the sixth inning. Cagle at second base. Steinhoff will face Ethan Bumkamp. RBI hit for Cagle. Big one. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Two-out hit for Riverdale. Ties the ball game at two in the last of the sixth inning. And they are working for more. Runner leads at second. Steinhoff ready. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Couple of strikes on the batter now. Back to the pitcher it goes. Bumkamp. The batter, Steinhoff, is set, checks the runner at second, kicks, and the pitch. Just a little bit lower, is it? No. Strike call. So that was not, our count on the board was wrong. It's 2-2 now to the batter. That was strike two. Two balls, two strikes, runner leads at second. Cagle off by a couple of paces. They're kind of playing him up the middle, and now Brody turns for the chance to look that runner back at second base. And he is back. Cagle with good speed takes a lead at second base. 2-2 offering to Ethan Bumkamp. There it is. Bounce toward third. Backhanded by Sutton. Long throw and not in time. Runner rounds and looks at third base. He'll stay there. So runners at the corners now. Cagle goes to third. Bumkamp at first. And Landon Bob will be the batter. Coach Hamilton out of the Westby dugout. He'll have a word with his pitcher and his infield as well. This is really the first time that Westby has been facing pressure like this with a chance to maybe get out of it. They're probably going to stay with Brody Steinhoff here in this situation. Again, he has not struggled here yet. And getting a chance for the conversation there. Runners will be at the corners when they resume play. Riverdale would like to take the lead and then worry about getting three outs and get out of here. So Landon Bob will bat. He is on the other side of that lineup card. Michael Hernan, the DH, so Riverdale takes its DH away. And Bob will stand in with a chance to try and get something done here for the Chieftains. Any old way, Cagle at third base, Bumkamp at first here in the bottom of the sixth. Back to even at two, Steinhoff ready, there's the pitch, swing at a piece of it. He's also got a piece of the catcher and the umpire as well. Nothing in one. Talon Childs due next for the Chieftains. Time out for the plate to be swept off. That's to give the catcher a little bit of time. And the umpire as well. Play resumes. Nothing in one to Landenbaugh. Runners leading at first and third. Steinhoff to the belt. And here's the pitch by the right-hander. It is called a strike. Two on the batter now. Two away, runners at first and third in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brody looking for the target, the glove. Now look at first. Now looks back to third base. And he will walk at the runner at third base. Keep him honest. And Riverdale will run to second base. Baumkamp goes to second. Westby will concede that. Runners at two and three. And now the Chieftains looking for a big hit here. Nothing in two. The pitch down low, and it gets by, but nicely done by Rapel. He got enough on the block. Keeps the runner at third base. One and two to the batter. Cagle at third. Baumkamp at second. For the Chieftains, one ball, two strikes to Landon Bob of Riverdale. Steinhoff set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Westby gets out of it here in the sixth inning. That'll do it. Steinhoff gets the strikeout with two on in scoring position. And the Chieftains retired. Five strikeouts for Brody Steinhoff. But Riverdale does come back to even the score. They get a run on a couple of hits. There was an error. And two left aboard. We go to the seventh, tied at two here in Muscadet between Riverdale and Westby on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at TitleWorks-RC.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
It is the top of the seventh. We're tied at two here at Muscadet's Pickering Park. And on for his seventh inning of work, Andre Tainer for Riverdale. He'll face Rhett Stemsley, leadoff hitter. And he is standing in. The pitch is down low, a ball, one ball, no strikes. Then the top of the order, Devin Edlin and Gavin Larson. 2-2 ball game. Riverdale scored a run in the first. Westby a run in the second. And then Westby scored a run in the sixth. Riverdale scored a run in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Bounced off the end of the bat towards second. Slow roller. Wyatt Storms hurries the throw and got him. One away. Over to Emmett Drone. One up, one down. Top of the order, Devin Nedlin will be the batter. He has walked, flown out to center, and singled. Norseman had the opportunity with a couple on, but unable to score only one run last time. And then Riverdale left runners at second and third. So both teams have had a couple of opportunities. This one is down low and a ball back to the screen for Nedlin, who walked in the first. Westby's had a couple of pretty well-hit balls on the nail here tonight, but right at somebody. Here's a little flare toward left field. Coming over is Ethan Baumkamp. Makes the grab off the grass out there. Close play as he hauls it in for the second out. On a ball sticking out. He makes the play, and that'll bring up Gavin Larson. He hit into a fielder's choice in the first, doubled in the third, and flew out to right field in the fifth. Here's the pitch by Andre, hit toward right center field. Coming on the right fielder, has to play it on the hop. Alan Childs on the base hit by Larson will whip it back into the infield. And a two-out hit. Ben Rathel will be the batter for Westby. He lined out back in the first, grounded out in the third, and in the fifth inning. Now his was one. That was that could have been a base hit, and Riverdale snagged it for the out and got a double play out of it. Pretty hot shot. Throne moves over to play the bag. Here comes the pitch, runner going. It's a swing and a foul back. Hit and run was on, nothing and one. Must be trying to play for that go-ahead run. Nothing and one on Rathel. Time called. Runner takes up at first base. Tainter is set to work. Now again, looks the runner and throws over to first base for good measure. Larson back in time. He'll get the lead. Tainter says yes to the sign. Now again, throw to first base. The runner is back in time. Riverdale well aware of Larson's abilities and knowing it's an important runner. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Swing and a foul back. Again, hit and run was on for Westby. Rathel fouls it straight back. He's on it. Nothing and two. Looking at Riverdale's bottom of the seventh, they'll have the 8, 9, and 1 batters up. Trying to win it for the home fans. Trying to keep it even here. Nothing and two. Pitch is going to be down low. Runner going. Throw to second. Not in time. Larson steals the base for Westby, so he's in scoring position. 1 and 2 to Rathel. Somebody's going to lose this one. And again, both pitchers have pitched well enough to get the victory here tonight. Larson leads at second. 1 and 2 offering. The pitch is just a bit outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Ben Rathel, the number 3 hitter in the Westby order. Larson gets the lead. Tainter with the pitch. That one is high. Ball 3 now. Full count. I would guess both pitchers getting a little closer to the maximum of a 100-pitch day. Full count offering from Tainter. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Center field. Kenyon has it measured. Drifting back, and he's got it for the third out, and that will do it here in the inning for the Norsemen. No runs and a base hit. No errors. One left on. Well, the Chieftains will try to win it for the hometown fans in the bottom of the seventh. Coming up, 2-2 ball game. Riverdale and Westby tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
WRCO. Welcome back to Riverdale. 2-2 ball game, bottom of 7. Doesn't get any better than that here as we broadcast our first game of the week here. Good start for us at WRCO Sports. Throw down to second and around the horn it goes. And back to the pitcher, Brody Steinhoff, going to try to get through 7 innings for Westby. Westby's hope is to get it to the 8th inning. Riverdale's hope is to try and win it right here. Hometown turf, one of the hometown fans. So Talon Childs who is 1-for-2 tonight. And if you're Riverdale any old way, get somebody on and try to push them around. Coach Thompson, not afraid to lay down a bunt or steal or hit and run, take advantage of a pass ball, whatever. Here comes the pitch to Childs, and it's delivered outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Brody Steinhoff with 5 strikeouts tonight recorded. Only 1 walk. He's given up 4 Riverdale hits. 1 ball, no strikes. The pitch is high for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Storms on deck. Ethan's just, at this point, would like to hit some base runners. 2-0 offering. That one is taken for a strike. 2-1. Riverdale tying the game up in the bottom of 6 and a golden opportunity. 2 onward and 2 out, but unable to get them through. Here's the pitch, popped foul and out of play. Our count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes here at Pickering Park. A little bit of a breeze blowing across the diamond here tonight in the bottom of the 7th. Usually seems to get nicer as the game goes on here at Muscadet. 2-2 offering from Steinhoff. Change up, got him swinging, and there is one away. 6 strikeouts now for Brody. Ball goes around the horn and back to the big right-hander, and this will bring up Wyatt Storm.
Wyatt Storm!
Storms has grounded out and laid down a sacrifice. Steinhoff ready to work. Rafel with the glove up. Here's the pitch by Brody, bouncing ball toward the hole, and in there, left field, and Riverdale has the potential winning run at first base on a seeing-eye single by Wyatt Storms. One on, one away, back to the top of the order, and Carson Kenyon. Carson walked and scored back in the first. He has grounded out a couple of times. So now Riverdale's mission is to try and get that runner into scoring position. Steinhoff to the belt. Brody's pitch is high. 1 ball and no strikes. Brody has, this is his first start of the year for Westby. His first, I don't know if it's his first appearance, but I'm pretty sure it's his first appearance. Definitely first start of the year, and he's pitched really well. 1 ball, no strikes. There's the pitch. Bounce back to him. He's going to go to second for 1. The relay is in time, and Westby turns a double play to push it to the 8th inning. Holy mackerel. Nice play by the Westby defense. Up the middle. Kenyon grounds out, and that will do it here. We're going extras tonight, folks. In the inning, no runs and a base hit. No errors and none left on. After 7 completed Pickering Park, Riverdale and Westby tied at 2 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Welcome back here to the Pickering Park in the booth. I'm trying to juggle some Reese's peanut butter cups. I could do 2 pretty well. There you
moving
go.
Off the top of the eighth inning for the Northmen.
Tried to make one in my mouth, but didn't quite make it. Lucas Spindle leads off for Westby. Top of the 8th inning. Andre Tainer on for his 8th inning of work. 2-2 ball game. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 1-0 to Spindle, then Blake Sutton and Beckett Brigham for the Norsemen. Tainer back to work. Cagle with the glove up. Here's the pitch. That is taken just a little bit low. 2 balls and no strikes. Tainter working from the stretch. Cagle with the glove up. Here's the pitch. Changeup hangs high. Ball three. 3-0 to Bendel. He has scored both of Wesby's runs. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike. 3-1. Andre Tainter working quickly. Gets back into the strike zone now. Hitters count for Bendel. Tainter is set up. And here's the pitch. That's full, and Wesby has the leadoff man aboard in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Blake Sutton. Walk-wise, both pitchers have done a really good job of not giving free passes. I believe this is the third, yes, for Andre Tainter, but his first since back in the second inning, and that is going to do it. Must have hit the pitch limit, and he will lead the game. So, pitching change made, Andre. That means we'll slip back to center field. And coming on to pitch is center fielder Carson Kenyon. So Kenyon will start his warm-up pitches here in the eighth inning. Wesby with the potential go-ahead run on at first base. We invite you to join us for the post-game show sponsored by Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. We'll also name the player or play of the game with the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game reward coming up during our post-game show tonight. And then a little later on, Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, and we will give you an update on big track meet going on this coming weekend. Riverdale will play baseball tomorrow at Southwestern. Friday, they're home versus Boscobel, which is going to be another big game for the Chieftains. Riverdale JV will play home against Pecatonica on Thursday. And Saturday, the Riverdale JV will be in a tournament at Dodgeville. So good luck to them in their coming schedule. Wesby stays busy with a doubleheader tomorrow night with West Salem. They'll play Black River Falls on Friday as well. A game coming up. And I believe there's a game on Saturday for Wesby. Wesby will be at the Ithaca tournament coming up in the month of May. I believe it's the second Saturday, second year that they have come down to the Bulldogs Invitational. Carson Kenyon now on to work.
Number three.
Good effort for Andre Tainter tonight. Pitches him into the seventh inning, or into the eighth inning. Goes through seven and barely into the eighth. Here's the pitch. This one is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Kenyon takes over with a runner on, nobody out in this eighth inning. Carson back and ready. The 1-0 pitch, bunted out in front of the plate, and a good one picked up by the pitcher. Throws to first in time. Wesby executes the sacrifice bunt. So one away.
Number eight, Beckett Brigand.
For Beckett Brigand. Beckett today has walked. He has grounded out and knocked in a run. Knocked in run number two for Wesby in that sixth inning. Bendel on base, kind of the same scenario. He's at second base with Brigand up, and here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Andre Tainter walking three today, striking out a total of four batters. Here's the pitch, ripped toward left and in there for a base hit. Going to score the run as Bendel comes around. No, they're going to put the brakes on as the throw comes in from Baumkamp. Back to second. It's high. Backed up by the center fielder, Tainter, and the runner stays at third. Wow, things got a little wild there. Riverdale able to make a couple of backup plays. Otherwise, Wesby would have the lead right here. But they do have runners at second and third for Kalen Rudai. So a base hit for Brigand. Runners at 2 and 3 for Wesby with a big threat going here in the eighth inning and only one away. Rudai today has struck out, singled, and grounded out. They're going to intentionally walk him. Going to intentionally walk him to get to Brody Steinhoff with the possibility of a double play, and we'll see if this scenario plays out. So Kenyon gives up the intentional walk. They're loaded up. Again, one away. Here in the top of the eighth, Kenyon set to work, and time is called. Steinhoff with a RBI single back in the second inning has one of the two runs knocked in tonight. Stands in against Kenyon. The stretch and the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Foul back. Strike one. Nothing in one. Carson taking a lot out of it. Couple of swings and he's back in. Bendel at third. Brigham at second. Rudai at first base for the Norsemen with one away in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Ripped the pitcher's mound. Backhanded there by Drone. He's got it. Pulled it in for the out on the infield. Everybody stays put. So for Brody Steinhoff, got it right off the end of the bat and right behind the pitcher. Emmett Drone, good range going over to make that play for the second out. And that will bring up Rhett Stemsley, the DH, with the bases loaded. Kenyon with a pitch. That went outside for a ball. Stemsley looking for his first hit. Three groundouts today. Stepping back in is the batter. Runners lead at one and two and three. And here's the pitch. That one is down low. Two balls and no strikes to the hitter. Bendel at third. Brigham at second. Rudai at first. The 2-0 offering, there it is, bounced all over the middle and played at second base, flipped to second, covering in time, and Westby will not score here in the inning. Wyatt storms over to Chase Chitwood, the shortstop covering at second base, and the game stays tied. Boy, Westby had a golden opportunity there. No runs and a base hit. No errors and three left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number eight. Looks like Brody Steinhoff is coming back to start the eighth for Westby. We are tied at two between the Norsemen and the Chieftain here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
RCO. 2-2 ball game, bottom of eight here at Muskerry's Pickering Park. Phil Nee with you tonight. A little bit of sunshine now as we get into the bottom of the eighth. And Brody Steinhoff facing number two hitter Chase Chitwood. Here's the pitch, popped up and right through the light pole over toward the inner parts of Pickering Park. Nothing and one on Chase. Emmett Drone and Andre Tainer to follow 2, 3, and 4 batters for Riverdale against Brody Steinhoff, who has gone the distance tonight for Westby. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch, bounced toward third. Over to get it is Sutton, comes up throwing, and got him. One up, one down here in the eighth inning. Ball goes around the horn. And back to the pitcher, Emmett Drone, who is 2 for 3, will be the batter. Emmett singled and knocked in a run back in the first and doubled and scored in the sixth. So Emmett makes his way in. 2-2 ball game in the bottom of the eighth inning. If you're just joining us, got a great ball game. Steinhoff kicks and fires. Changeup bounce toward third. There's Sutton again. Can't pick it up. Throws late. And the Chieftains have the go-ahead run on board here in the eighth inning. So a runner at first for Andre Tainter. Andre has flown out to center, grounded out, and lined out. 2-2 ball game in the eighth. Riverdale scoring the run to tie it up in the bottom of the sixth. Here we are in the eighth. Westby stranding the bases loaded in the top part of this inning. Runner leads. Drone with a couple-of-step lead. Callan Rudai playing the bag for the Norsemen. And over here at number one, there's the pitch inside, and the batter goes down, gets out of the way, helped up by Ben Rathel. One ball and no strikes to Andre Tainer. Steinhoff's got to be getting up in the pitch count a little bit. Tainer has used up his eligibility pitching tonight. There's the pitch inside for a ball, ball two. Well, for Riverdale, as we've mentioned, any old way here in the eighth inning to try and get it done. Westby trying to push it to the ninth inning. Steinhoff is ready. 2-0 offering. There's the pitch inside, ball three. 3-0 to the batter. Drone over at first base, tags up. He's the man of the moment right now. Riverdale trying to push him around base. 3-0. Here it comes to Tainer, and it is going to be taken for ball four. So there are two aboard as Drone goes to second base and Tainer to first base. And the mound visit now for Coach Hamilton. I believe we've seen the last today of Brody Steinhoff. Brody, big effort for Westby, getting a start tonight, his first of the year, and takes his team to the eighth, but won't be able to finish it, and they're going to bring in his replacement, number 10, coming into pitch. That is Callan Rudai. Rudai, the first baseman, so Steinhoff moves to first. That's an easy defensive switch for us to make in our scorebook. 2-2 ball game. We're in the bottom of inning number 8 for Riverdale, winning run at second base. So Emmett Drone is the important one. Tainer at first, and Logan Cagle will be the batter when Rudai completes his pitches. Brody Steinhoff going 7 1/3 innings here tonight. And overall strikes out a total of 6 batters. He did... walks one back in the day. Let's see, 2 walks total, adding it up on the fly here. Gives up a total of 5 Riverdale hits as well. So Brody now playing over at first base, and the game is in the hands of Callan Rudai for Westby. And with the bat in hand will be Logan Cagle. Logan has grounded out. He has walked, and he has singled to knock in a run. Golden opportunity for the Chieftains here in the eighth inning. 2-2 ball game. Rudai back to work. Rathel with a glove up. And here is Rudai with the pitch. It's inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ethan Baumkamp on deck for the Chieftains. Only one away. Westby at double play depth. Here's the pitch. Rip foul. Look out, everybody. Third base side over into the batting cage on the third base side. So the count goes to 1-1. Outfield is playing about regular depth. Here's the pitch down low. Nice block by Rapel, and the count goes to 2-1. I think Westby might be thinking about a possible play at the plate, but right now playing about regular depth in the outfield. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball, third base side, foul down the line. Four, strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Riverdale's Logan Cagle. Runners retreat back to their respective bags. And Rudai will be set to work here in just a moment. Cagle moves up in the batter's box. Winning run at second. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rudai with a pitch down low. Rathel blocks the ball with his body, and the runners stay put. Count goes full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payoff pitch time from Callan Rudai, and here is the pitch. Swing and a piece of it by Cagle. Stays alive, protects the plate. They'll come back and do it again. This game was moving along quickly. Had we finished in 7 innings, we were going to be done in about an hour and 20 minutes, but extended into the 8th. Full count offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Rudai gets the out. That's 2. Riverdale runners retreat back to first and second. That brings up number 23, Ethan Bumkamp. Ethan looking for his first hit today. He has struck out, grounded out, and reached on an error last time. We'll try to put the ball in play. 2-2 ball game, bottom of the eighth. Rudai ready, the changeup, swing and a miss. Boy, he took a lot off that one. Nothing and one to the batter. Rudai pitching from the stretch. Runners lead at 1-2. The 0-1 offering, there's the pitch, taken for strike two. Nothing and two to the batter. Drohn at second, Tainer at first. Rudai set to work. The 0-2 offering, there's the kick and the pitch, and he went around. That is strike three, and we're going to the ninth. That'll do it for Bumkamp. Strikeout number two for Rudai. He strikes out both batters he faces as he comes out in relief for the Norsemen in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits. There was an error. Two left aboard. To the ninth we go tonight, tied at two. Westby and Riverdale from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty, call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
We go to the ninth inning. Both teams certainly had opportunities in the eighth inning. Westby with the bases loaded before Riverdale was able to work out of a jam there. And Kenyon, who came out in relief, was able to get a line out and a ground out. And Riverdale with two on and only one away before Calvin Rudai came on for two strikeouts. Starting out in the ninth inning for Westby at the top of the order, Devin Nedlin facing Carson Kenyon. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Nedlin today has walked, flown out, singled, and flown out. Kenyon looking in for the target. Here's the kick and the pitch. Bouncing ball headed up the middle. Nice play by the shortstop. Throws him out with a nice play. Oh, excellent play by Riverdale. Chase Chitwood, they had the shift on a little bit. He was playing over the second base bag against the left-handed batter and had it played just right. One up and one down. That'll bring up Gavin Larson. Larson has hit into a fielder's choice, doubled, flown out to right, and singled. Facing Carson Kenyon for the first time today. There's the pitch, and that is the strike. Nothing and one. So both starters deserved a better fate today, and both will be out of the running for a win as they leave with a game tie. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. One ball and one strike to the batter. 2-2 game in the top of the ninth inning. One has been retired. Larson back and ready with a wide-open stance. Kenyon with the pitch. Ripped in the air to right center. Going back is Childs. He won't get this. It's going to roll and roll. Here goes Larson around second. He is digging for third. It'll be a close play at third, and he's there sliding with a triple. Ball pops by. He's going to try to score. And Sheepton's will throw late. And Westby takes a 3-2 lead. Gavin Larson touches them all here and scores to give Westby a 3-2 lead. Wild game here, folks. Ben Rathel will be the batter with one away against Carson Kenyon.
Number 15, Ben Rathel.
So a triple and then an extra base on the overthrow. And Westby is up in the ball game. Rathel today looking for his first hit. Swings and misses. Nothing in one. He's been kind of a hard luck batter, had that line out for a double play back in the first, grounded out a couple of times, then flew out to fairly deep center. This time a little flare toward right field is going to drop in there for a base hit. So Westby with the hit. They're second in the inning. 3-2 lead with one away. Lucas Vindel will be the batter. He has scored two of the three Westby runs today. Reached out on error and scored in the second. Singled and scored in the sixth. And for Westby, they've got a courtesy runner. Ryan Berkland is in to run. Berkland will take the place of the catcher, Ben Rafel, here in the ninth inning. Kenyon to the belt. And the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing and one on the batter. Vindel with two scored and again walked, and he was at third base when the eighth ended. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Foul back, strike two. Going nine, well, that helps me a little bit because they get ready for the home talent season, which starts in a few weeks, and they go nine if it's not a 10-run game. Nothing and two to the batter. Vindel grabs the bat, wide open stance, facing Carson Kenyon. Rafa leads briefly at first base. Here's the pitch, taken inside. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Looking at the Riverdale bottom of the ninth, they'll have the 7, 8, and 9 batters at the plate. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul this way. On the ground down the right field line, and they'll come back and do it again. This game originally slated for 4:30, and Westby was moved here to Muscadet when the grounds were a little bit too wet to play in Westby. We all had a lot of rain, but I think they had a bit more the way it sounds. Carson Kenyon with the baseball ready to work again to Vindel in a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Popped high in the air to right field. Talon Childs drifting over about five steps, and he's got it for the second out. Two away for Blake Sutton.
Number three, Blake Sutton.
Sutton today has flown out to right. He has struck out. He has laid down a couple of sacrifice bunts. He's done that well. But in this situation, will not be asked to lay down a sacrifice bunt, maybe bunt for a hit. Or a hit attempt. Here's the pitch and takes a look at a strike. Nothing in one. 3-2 Westby here in the top of the ninth inning. Kenyon looking in for the target from Cagle. The 0-1 offering. There it is. Swing and a foul back. Strike two. There might be some tuning in thinking we're on a delay tonight, but no, we're live and in color here at Pickering Park. Color of the day is green. Boy, the green is sure looking good on the infield and outfield here. The park in fine time condition. Nothing and two to Sutton. Here's the pitch. Runner going. It is a ball. Throw down to second. He is going to be close, but not in time. Stolen base for the runner, Ryan Berkland. So a man in scoring position for the Norsemen and a 1-2 count on Blake Sutton from Carson Kenyon. Kenyon back and ready, checks the runner at second, and the pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. Berkland leads from second. The 2-2 from Carson, it's high, ball three. Full count to the hitter. Deepton's trying to keep it just a one-run damage control in the bottom of the inning. 3-2 offering is swung on and missed, and a big strikeout. That'll do it for Westby at the plate, but they come back to do some damage here, taking the lead over Riverdale. One run and a couple of base hits. There was an error. One left on. We go to the bottom of inning number nine. Westby 3, Riverdale 2, here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
What's important to you and your family is